Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Deeney is with us. John's a longtime member of our Brain Trust going back to the year 2000. He's the president of Management Performance Network, the author of 103 Tips for Better Hiring and 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business. He is a business, leader in fact he has the most successful, the largest tab boards franchise in the and that's the alternative board, by the way, in the country. But more importantly, he's our good friend John Deeney. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me back again.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Always a pleasure. Hey, John, one of the things you've been working on a lot lately has been some ideas on how to incentivize your employees. And when you say incentivize, I guess you mean more than just their regular paycheck, right?
Sure. Something that's going to encourage them to give you better performance than they just do normally.
Who are the, is this every employee, or is this, we have these kinds of structure, what we used to call leveraged compensation plans in sales. We have that for the sales force. Most companies do. You're talking about the receptionist, the accountant, whoever.
Absolutely. We're all accustomed to giving incentives to salespeople, but everybody in your company can be encouraged to do a little bit more or do it a little bit better or deliver with a little higher quality. And I think something can be structured for everybody.
So, a lot of people would say, well, John, I hired them for a price. I told them what they would be paid. I give them reasonable raises every year. I give them the decent benefits. Why do I have to go the extra mile here? Why can't I just get my money's worth?
Well, the extra mile is a good term. You go the extra mile. You offer them the extra mile in compensation if they go the extra mile for you. If somebody is in customer service, say, and they're answering the phone and they're taking care of customer problems, that's what they're getting paid for. But if they do it well enough, say that they get, kudos and compliments from the customers, or their customer service surveys come back in saying that they're exceptional and I deal with your company just because this person's wonderful, I don't think it's unreasonable to offer them a little extra to perform at that level.
And of course, you're talking about things that can be measured.
Sure. And subjective compensation is a trap.
Yeah.
A lot of owners try to make it easy by saying, well, if you do a good job this month or this quarter or this year, I'll give you a bonus. But if the employee doesn't know what that bonus is attached to, it just becomes like a gift from dad.
Right. That's what you want to avoid.
Because the next time they don't get the gift, that means daddy doesn't like me anymore.
Right. So how should we do this? How should we go about this? What's our strategy?
Well, the thing that I've been looking at lately is both monetary and non-monetary compensation for both individuals and groups. People have different personalities, and the trap we fall into as business owners is we come up with something and we say, if you hit this objective, you'll get an extra $100.
Mm-hmm.
And we proudly say, well, there's no limit on it. If you do twice that objective, you'll get 200. But employees very seldom do that. They'll hit the objective, they'll get 100, and then next month they'll hit the objective again and get 100 again. Whereas an employee who shows very little interest in enriching themselves monetarily may be the type of person that'll beat their brains out to make sure the whole team makes it.
Mm-hmm.
And while they may not be excited by $100, they may be thrilled by a pizza party or a trip to the bowling alley.
How about just some recognition? Some people are happy with just recognition.
We are big believers in plaques and buttons and certificates.
I still have plaques where I was the salesperson of the month or something when I was with Xerox and with Sears. I still have boxes full of those things.
Sure. And we collect them and we keep them. I do too. I have piles on shelves. I mean, they're only stacked up. For some reason, yeah. I never throw them away.
My ego won't let me throw them away.
Right. And, you know, there are plus team incentives help the group work with each other. If someone is a laggard, if someone isn't doing it, you know, it's a lot easier.
Now that's a good point. What if you could use this? What if you thought about it instead of thinking, well, I'm paying them extra beyond what I promised to pay them. Why should I have to do that? Maybe it's a way of getting the team more engaged than they would have been otherwise. Maybe that's a good idea, a good reason to do it, right?
Absolutely. Help them. Let them help you manage performance.
It doesn't have to be budget busting type of stuff either, does it?
No. All surveys show that recognition of any sort, whether it's monetary or a plaque or two tickets to the movies,
or a special parking place or whatever.
Right, employee of the month. That's a lot more important than a few extra bucks in the paycheck.
Yep. Engagement is a lack of engagement has become epidemic in the last 2 or 3 years, John. Worse than it ever has been, hasn't it?
People don't trust their employers anymore. And in a small business, we can offset a lot of that because we give them personal attention, but not entirely. They're still going out on the weekend and hanging out with friends who, you know, hate their boss and don't feel any attachment to their organization. And it's hard to walk into a social situation. You're in a party with a bunch of other, let's say, young people, 20-somethings. You can't say, I love my company, I love my boss.
Right.
They think you're an idiot.
Right. So last thoughts on 36, last thoughts on incentivizing employees.
Mix it up. We get lazy as business owners, and we put in one incentive system, and then we leave it there until it's so dead that it does absolutely nothing anymore.
Should you ask the team about their ideas about it?
You know, and rotate those in, but keep moving them back and forth. If last quarter you did individual monetary incentives, this quarter do a team non-monetary incentive.
Right. Yeah, and you could even make it where the benefactor of all this, instead of being an individual, it's a charity that the company has decided to adopt. How about that?
I've seen that done too. We had a great incentive where an owner said that for every $50 they brought in from their client base for a charity, he would dress for 30 minutes in a penguin suit. He wound up spending all day in a penguin suit.
I can imagine, yeah. Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back with John Deeney. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.